The Ravens beat the Bengals 24-16, a win that locks up the number two seed in the AFC. It means the Ravens get a bye week to start the playoffs and their first ever home playoff game under head coach John Harbaugh. The offense set a physical tone early on. Their first possession of the game after taking the opening kickoff, and Ray Rice broke it big. First and 10 Ravens at their 30-yard line. Give us to Ray Rice, running right, big hole, 35, 40. He might be going midfield. Leg race, 40. Bengal, 30. One man to beat, 20. 10, 5. Touchdown, Ravens.
Put the
70 yards, Ray Rice. 7-0 Ravens, and they would add to that lead later in the first quarter when Billy Cundiff came up and showed he was able to stand up to a nasty win today in Cincinnati. 42-yard try for Billy Cundiff. Sam Cook to hold. Kick on the way. It is long enough, and it is good. Billy Cundiff stands up to the wind in Cincinnati, and with 6:45 to play in the first quarter, our score now, Ravens 10, Bengals nothing. Bengals got a field goal late in the first quarter, 10-3 the score, going into the final minute of the first half when Joe Flacco went to his second-year tight end. Ed Dixon has checked back into the game. First and goal from the 9. Flacco in the shotgun. Takes the snap. Firing from the back of the end zone. Pitta has it. Touchdown, Dennis Pitta! 17-3 Ravens at halftime. But in the third quarter, the Bengals came out and regained the momentum of this game, largely on a 25-yard run by Bernard Scott. Dalton again in the shotgun. Four-man front for the Ravens.
Time for Ed Reed to show up.
Inside handoff to Scott, tries to bounce around the left edge. He does, gets inside the 20, 10, 5, and he's in for a touchdown. And the house just woke up in Cincinnati. 12:35 to play in the fourth quarter. Another Mike Nugent field goal, and all of a sudden it was a four-point game. The Bengals had the ball with under 7.5 minutes to play in the game. They were on the move when the Ravens' defense forced the first and only turnover of the afternoon. Benson has 13 carries, 51 yards. Dalton will throw. Tight end screen. Dressing hit from behind. Ball comes loose, and it is recovered by the Ravens at the 41-yard line. Jermaine Gresham coughs the ball up, and the Ravens have recovered at the 40-yard line. Bernard Pollard scoops it up. Terrell Suggs forced the fumble, his seventh forced fumble of the season, and it was the only turnover of the day. And the Ravens turned that opportunity into the final touchdown of the day. They closed out the way they started, on the ground. Backs in the eye. Leach in front of Rice. Give it to Rice, running left. Big hole! Bengals 40, 35, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Ray Rice! 51 yards! No flags on the play. Ray Rice simply spectacular this afternoon. Carries the ball 24 times, 191 yards. His long, a 70-yard touchdown, the first of his two touchdown runs this afternoon, and it all adds up to the win many thought the Ravens couldn't get on the road in the division as they knock off the Bengals 24-16. So on the heels of the Ravens putting together their first ever perfect record at home, they also put together a perfect record this year in the AFC North. And now we know what the playoff picture will look like for the Ravens. The road to Indy will start in Baltimore, and it will start with a bye week for John Harbaugh and his players, a chance to rest, a chance to heal, a chance to get players like Anquan Boldin back on the field, a player who will be pivotal to the Ravens' hopes of going all the way to and through Indianapolis.